This is Away, Indigenous Art and Culture on RN. And you're here with me, Rudy Bremer. Last week, we lost a legend. Uncle Archie Roach was known to many as a pioneer of Indigenous music, but his legacy goes deeper than that. The Gunditj Mara Bundjalung songman was also a voice of the Stolen Generations, a mentor, a friend, and a trailblazer. In honour of Uncle Archie, I wanted to bring you a small excerpt from our archives. It's hard to choose a favourite interview, but I think this one from 2008 is really special. Daniel Browning spoke to Uncle Archie about the making of his album Journey. The aptly named album was a reflection on his life up to that point.
Other take away the here and now that it makes you move. And you find the words they speak are golden. On in their eyes, you will realize they love you. Ah, but hold on to the old ones. I better hold on to your old ones.
It comes down to respect, though. But it's you know, it's not, it's, you see, that respect that was given to the old people, that was what empowered them. And you see, a lot of our old people are just sort of drifting away, you know, just drifting away slowly. And what we've got to do today is empower them again and give them back the power that they once had. And that is to listen to them and to not just what to do or stop doing that, but, you know, they've got things to give, got things to share. Before they go, you know, I suppose they don't want to really take that with them. They want to share it with the younger generations, what the, just the stories that when they were kids, just continuing, the continuation of that oral relationship, you know, with people and children. You know, hopefully we'll all age and get older, and that's what, you know, that's what it is. As we, each generation has looked after each other. Yeah, the older ones looked after the younger ones until they're older, and when the younger ones become of age, they in turn look after the older people. So it's always circles. It's always circles. Yeah.
I have to say, I went through and I listened to the whole catalogue last night.
Oh, really?
And just, I mean, not that the songs are, you know, I don't know the songs. I know the songs very well.
Mm.
But just to remind me of that journey that you've been on as well, from Charcoal Lane, almost 20 years ago now.
That's right. Yeah.
I was starting to see each of the albums as kind of instalments in a diary.
That's right.
So where do you think you've come to now with this album?
Well, I'm at a place now where, you know, like, things, you know, I still go upset, you know, all the emotional things. I'm still affected by suffering and albeit anybody, you know, not just my people. It's just something that you don't like to think. I think it's, you know, the Aboriginal people, because of our caring and our sharing for each other, we just don't like to see anybody hurting or suffering. But, yeah, I'm at a place where I feel much better than I have ever, and I feel like, you know, there's a turnaround point, and I'm just getting better and better, you know, within myself, I mean.
Now, there are a lot of moods on this album, Archie. There's, you know, positive, upbeat, there's blues, there's, you know, the ballad.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, you know, I hate to say melancholy, but there, yeah, you know, there, yeah, that's yeah, part of what you express.
That's right, yeah.
And that, you know, giving voice to that pain, I think, is really, really important.
Mm.
But, you know, and I'm thinking of Mission Mash and Blues here, and another song too, Too Many Bridges. you kind of use this blues feel to kind of push this, to push the vibe up, to make these songs upbeat and happy, but you're not describing necessarily very happy things.
No, and it's just, you know, I think I've, for a while I tried to understand, you know, like you think, oh, blues, 12-bar boogie, walk up, you know, where you go, that's blues, and then it's not really, you know, it's not, you really, I think, understand blues. Or like, it's something almost like the Negro spirituals, when they were out in the fields picking cotton and stuff like that, or working on the road gang, they sang to keep their spirits up and to keep, and that's what it's about.
Well, let me tell you, people, I'm getting sick and tired. All across those bridges just to get to the other side. Some people are with us, and some people, they're just running high.
Too many bridges, the sentiments on that song.
Yeah.
You say that's, you wrote that song after you had a conversation with Pat Dodson.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess it's kind of a sense of despair and, oh, God, do we have to keep doing this? Do we have to keep walking across bridges?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, it's coming from both. You know, I hear non-Aboriginal people and Indigenous people saying, you know, it's a, you know, the idea or the concept of reconciliation is still very strong, and myself and people like Pat Dodson, we really believe in true, lasting reconciliation, but not as a politician, so, you know. It can't be a political tool anymore, a political football. People have got to take it back and say, well, this is what... And in the process of reconciliation, certain needs of Aboriginal people must be met, like land rights, health and everything like that. But at the moment, It's just, it's good and people are getting together, but we need some practical outcomes for Aboriginal people.
It's almost as if the nation's faltered on its own journey in terms of where we're at in reconciliation.
Yeah, yeah.
And you talk about in that song about pulling out the colours and doing it like the good old days.
Yeah.
Do you reckon that's something that we should be thinking about?
Well, I remember marching in the streets with, I don't know, 100,000 maybe, 500. 300 people, and actually bringing cities to a standstill. Sitting in the busiest intersections in the city, Melbourne or wherever, you know, and the police are actually escorting us, they can't do anything, and the motorists are getting so angry, and we're just up there, you know. And then something else happened then, somewhere along the line, we started to litigate. And we went into the courts. It took them people off the streets. We weren't seen as much as we were then. Yeah. So that's what I mean by do it like the good old days. And maybe we should get it rally around again and do it again.
Do you
like
think,
1988.
Do you think maybe even a sense of complacency too, that a kind of a feeling almost that the courts would take care of us and resolve our differences?
Exactly. And we found that that's not always the case. Not necessarily the case. When we were a presence, when people felt the presence of the Aboriginal people in this country, you know, they did something about it. They don't no longer feel the presence of the Aboriginal people in the country like they used to. We become invisible or just forgotten. Just forgotten about, you know. No, but, you know, I really see that, you know, I really think that people, the Australian people, aren't as, you know, gullible as they were, you know. People might really want to see change, they, you know.
Now, for me, the song that really exemplifies this album is Lian Yan, and those are two Yaru words. I mean, I don't know if you can describe what that concept is. It's coming together, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really hard to explain into English because it's such a... The concept, yeah, it's a spirit. Yelian, in the Yaru language, that Patrick Dodson language, Broom. Yelian is it's sort of like the seed of your emotions, spirit in the sense that, if your Lian's feeling no good, you know, there's something wrong there or something wrong here. Or you're with people and you're Lian and feel good, and that means. So it's like Lian is like your yourself, your spirit, your inner being. And Nyan means, you know, coming together. And Patrick Dodson explains it like his grandfather, he says, fresh water and the salt water coming together, making a new story, or one story, or a whole new story altogether. And that's what we got to look at. We've got to, we've got to sit down and think, well, you know, yeah. This is, we fresh water, we fresh water, you salt water. We come together.
And it could mean the coming together of any distinctive people.
Any.
I mean,
any.
Not necessarily black and white.
No, it's not. That's yeah, colour doesn't even come into it, or race, really. It's a way that people have, you know. And it's just Lian Yan. And in spirituality, you know, so people say Aboriginal spirituality, well, I'm sorry, spirituality doesn't have a colour or a race. In my books, it's universal.
Getting in touch with ABCRN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.